I can already tell I'm going to love this interview. It is Rich, Ken, and Ted here on 93.7 WEEI, and we are raising a lot of money. This is such a cool thing to see. I love looking at this big board behind me for the WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. $3,673. I've been here a lot. $3,673,000, $403,000, whatever. It's a lot. $3.6 million. And it's all because that people are listening to these great stories of the patients and the doctors and all of the people who are involved with the Jimmy Fund and Dana-Farber, and you are giving such an awesome amount of money to this great cause, and it has been fun to watch that number continue to grow as we've been sitting here. And the way to do it, you can donate this way by phone, 877-738-1234, or jimmyfund.org. Also, you can text to give any amount you want to. Just text KCANCER to 56512. And as I said, I'm looking forward to this interview already, because I can tell they're ready to go.
We have some hams.
That's right.
Yep.
Melissa Rochelot.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You are not only a registered nurse at South Shore Hospital, but you are also a breast cancer fighter survivor.
That's right.
And you have with us, who are these two wonderful people you have with us?
I have my son, Cole. He's 8.
What's up, buddy? There you go.
I'm the youngest.
And this is Alexis. She's 6.
And Alexis.
I mean, I'm the flexiblest.
you're the flexiblest.
She is.
Is she very?
I can do a front flip.
You can do a front flip. I would have you do it, but you have a headset on, and that wouldn't work out too well.
I can't do it. I can only do it on soft.
Oh, okay. And I'm sorry. What was your name?
Cole.
You were. I put my headset on, and I was like, oh my gosh, is there a monster in here? Can I hear that voice again?
There he is.
Well, listen, we're going to talk about your mom and how awesome your mom is right now. Does that sound cool?
Yeah.
What do you want to say about your mom? Anything you want to tell us about how cool she is?
She's so beautiful.
She's so beautiful?
She is. She is, yes, yes.
She saves like a million lives a year.
Aww. And her eyelashes are so big.
And her what?
And her eyelashes are so big.
Eyelashes are so big.
Listen, I wish that at one point in my life someone could say that I saved a bunch of lives and that my eyelashes were really big. That would be the coolest thing I could hear. How does it feel to hear your kid say that?
It's honestly a little emotional.
I bet.
I feel like given the past year and a half, anything that they do, like, I'm a wreck. Like, you know, you know, I'm so proud of them. They're such good kids, and they're amazing.
That's a testament to you, Mom, though.
Thanks.
I feel like when I read your story, it feels kind of like a common story in a sense. So, like, in how maybe you felt something was off, and you took care of it. So, can you just go back to when
you
found a lump and then decided to maybe go get it checked out?
Yeah. So it was February 2025, late February. And I was in the shower, and I felt something, and I was like, oh, okay, wow, that's different. All right, it's there. Noted. I waited a few days, and I was like, okay, it's still there. So honestly, that following week, I made an appointment with my primary care, and she goes, okay, I feel something too. So next steps. So I had my mammogram at 35 years old, no history of breast cancer, nothing. So I went, I was so nervous, but like proud of myself, because if it was something or if it was nothing, like I went to go get it checked out. So it ended up being stage 2 invasive ductal carcinoma after a biopsy and the whole shebang. I ended up having a lumpectomy. And actually, of note, there was 2 spots on my left breast that were there. One could not be felt at all by any physician.
Wow.
So it was the imaging and all the technology that found the second spot. But very early, I had my surgery. I had chemotherapy last summer. And then last fall, I completed radiation.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes.
Oh, that's great. Did you bang the gong?
We rang the bell. They came with me. So they skipped, school on the last day of my radiation.
Oh, how cool.
And we rang that bell. Like, it was...
How hard did you ring it? Did you go crazy?
Remember?
No school!
No school.
No school.
You guys went to school after.
But Mama, I was so mad I didn't go to school. I love school.
Well, the last...
You did go.
The last...
You're the one.
The last day of school, I ran around the house. That's how excited I was.
Mama,
I had like a little break.
But remember, we rang that bell when Mommy was done with radiation?
Mama, Remember when you rang the bell, you were crying.
I was crying.
Oh, sure.
Because it was very emotional.
And I was mommy dancing right.
He was. Yeah.
He was. Like,
it sounds
that's the chicken dance.
It sounds like, Melissa, though, you have a unique support structure around you. You have a sister that lives, is it next door?
Yeah, right next door. She's here with me today.
Sis is here?
Yeah,
oh,
sis
is cool.
here. She's right there.
There you go, sis.
Yeah.
There she is. That's
funny.
Cool, huh? You live next to your sister?
It's great. Like, honestly, for the past 7-8 years, she's been my rock. Mm. And aside from my husband, she saw me on my highs and my lows, and just having someone there to support you and get you through those hard times, it was awesome.
Can I ask what it's like, you know, you being a nurse and you're helping usually people who are going through things, and then you find yourself on the other side of it.
Yeah.
Like, what is that like kind of switching places?
Yeah.
And do you notice things more when tell me a little bit about that.
Honestly, like, the perspective shift, like, I feel like it's the biggest of my life. I'm here every day, I go to work, and I feel like I'm pretty empathetic and caring, and I really take time with my patients, but ever since my diagnosis, my treatment, and everything, it's so different. And being on the other side, you know, getting labs drawn, or, you know, them infusing medications into you, or pinpointing radiation sites, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
And it takes me back. And since going back to work last fall, I take a little bit more extra time for that patient that might need something or questions they may have. And I really take the time because I went through something hard, and people are going through something hard when they're sick or don't feel well. And it was a mind-blowing experience to be on the other side. And
what was it like seeing, I mean, so I got to think it's almost like a chef going to someone else's restaurant and seeing how the chef is. When you went and saw how the treatment and the care was at Dana-Farber, you know, you are somebody who's seasoned. Like, you kind of know what that's all about.
Absolutely.
What did you think when you first saw, like, how they treated you?
I mean, holy moly. Dana-Farber is top-notch, amazing. Everyone was so kind, intelligent, innovative. I could, like, go on and on. But it made me proud to be in the same field as these people and, like, helping people when they are at their lowest or their worst. So, I mean, Dana-Farber, I feel so lucky to live in this part of the country and have access to this kind of medical care. And I'm from the South Shore, so satellite locations for Dana-Farber, amazing. Like, I work at South Shore Hospital. I mean, honestly, last week I was at work and I had I get like a monthly injection. And after work, I just walked right across the street to Dana-Farber and was able to get my... Think about that. Like, so many access points. Like, no, I don't have to come to the city, but if I had to, 1,000%.
Yeah, it's the same. You get the same level of care and attention at any of these other smaller hospitals,
So my oncologist is primarily out of Chestnut Hill. He was at South Shore, but moved. So now I follow him at Chestnut Hill. Shout out to Dr. Philip Porvoo, because he, my lifesaver, my, amazing. I would get emotional talking about him, but the kind of care he provided, and I wasn't just a patient, I was a person, and he got to know me, he got to know my family, he asked me questions, he remembered things, and it was just the kind of care and support that you get from Dana-Farber is extraordinary. I feel so lucky.
You're crying.
I am, honey. You know why? Because I'm so happy that I'm okay.
I'm happy that you're okay.
Thank you, baby.
Jeez.
I know. I was wondering. I was like, should I have them here? I don't know.
It's the best thing to have your kiddos here.
I know.
I might need to, like, turn the other way.
Yeah. Honestly, it's these two that that got me through everything.
Unbelievable.
Your son is like, yes, I did. He's got
every little hard moment, it was them. And now I came out on the other side. I coach his soccer team. Honestly, during radiation last year, I was tired, but I coached his soccer team. It was phenomenal.
You coach my soccer team.
I am coaching your soccer team this fall.
Yes.
So busy. Busy mama coaching two teams.
Sports.
My favorite coach. We were the best team in the league.
Oh, you guys were?
Really?
We're number one?
Yeah.
Oh, attaboy.
We tied on two games and we won every other.
How's your mom as a coach?
Good.
She's tough? Is she a hard coach? Is she tough on you guys?
She's an A+. Well, you should try.
A+.
She is tough, but, like, She wants you to have, like, fun and learn.
The best kind of coach right there.
That's tough, pretty awesome. Fair. Now, if a monster was sitting next to us and wanted to say something nice about his mom, what would that monster say?
In your voice.
Well, she is, like...
In your voice.
I don't know.
I heard you doing the monster voice before.
She was like,
there you go.
That's awesome.
I don't know how to do it.
You don't know how to do a monster voice? Okay, if the most flexible girl your age in the world wanted to say...
I could do a split.
I bet you could. If you wanted to say something about your mom and, like, just what a great mom she is, what would you like to say? What's something?
I love her so much. None better, mom.
None better.
Oh, thank you, honey.
Are you glad that she's got great doctors?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about you?
I'm happy that she's a nurse, because if I got injured, she wouldn't help.
You would know
I got injured, like, about once, but that was a buccal fracture. But I don't know if I would count a spring as a... break, so.
Well, this is, I mean, it first of all, having kids like this, to the humor and to bring you through it, it's got to mean everything, doesn't it?
It means everything, and even in those hard days, their little jokes, their tickles, their giggles, it's like what pushed me up, and it's what kept me going, honestly.
And by the way, I want to send another shout out to your sister, because I know how important it is to have family who's there. Like, every high, every low, it's like, you know, it's lucky to have someone like that in your life. So,
absolutely. Big shout-out. Thank you so much. There. I appreciate that.
Melissa, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Good job.
You're crying.
I was crying. I'm not crying anymore. I'm just very happy.
It looks
and
like
I'm thankful.
Maybe it's just the makeup.
But listen, Dana-Farber, the Jimmy Fund, amazing. Tell
amazing.
People, please donate.
That's a great, you know, if there's anything that you two can say to get people to donate money to help people like your mom, what would you like to say to them?
Please feed my piggy.
Like,
please feed your piggy.
If you were in that situation and people weren't donating, you would want people to donate. That's so you should donate.
Absolutely.
That's right, because it could be anybody, right?
That's right.
You're helping people.
And feed her piggy.
That's right.
Right? Tell me about your piggy. What's your piggy?
I don't know, but I have a piggy.
She has a piggy bank, but it's not like a piggy.
Oh, man. I could keep you on all afternoon.
I really know. This is my piggy.
I love it.
All right, well,
thank
Melissa,
you guys.
Thank you so much
thank
for sharing
so much.
Your story.
I appreciate it.
That's pretty good. That's a pretty good little snort there. All right, well, thank you so much for telling your story. And if you want to donate, you can call 877-738-1234. Hey, say, and jimmyfun.org.
And jimmyfun.org.
There we go. Let's bring it in, everybody. 3.6 million. Let's keep it going.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
I'm flexible.
And she's very flexible.
Go Red Sox.
And go Red Sox. Right. We'll be right back.
Thank you.